Hey guys, welcome to another week of the Angler News KZN Fishing Report. This is the 30th of June 2022. I am your host, Vanessa Green, and KZN, we are into the school holidays, but where are the sardines? Well, in this week's show, we are going to be telling you all about it through the words of our reporters, because all they seem to have done is a bit of a vanishing act. They are still around, just really deep, with their dirty water and big seas. They have been hiding away a bit. However, it's still very good fishing for this past week. The offshore side, although it's been a bit slow due to the big seas, those that have braved the big seas and went out there has reported back with some very good fish. On your rock and surf side, the fishing has been good all around. Lots of catches all over the place. Not the biggest of catches that has been reported, but plenty of fish that has been coming out. As for the freshwater side, well, Jan from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg branch has reported good fishing on all facets of freshwater. So that is going to be our show for this week. We've got all the news, all the latest news, straight from our reporters that has come through today, being Thursday the 30th. In fact, my last report has come through literally 10 minutes ago off the South Coast, and we are going to get into it. But before we do, special thanks to the Kingfisher who has been bringing us the show, as none of this could be made possible without them.
Daiwa is proud to introduce the next generation of BG spinning reels, the Daiwa BG-NQ. Thanks to their new one-piece monocoque aluminium body, they're lighter, stronger, and with even more torque. Sizes 6,000 to 20,000 cover every aspect of saltwater fishing, from spinning lures off the beach to winching in giant sharks and throwing lures offshore at big game. The new design makes it more rigid and distortion-proof, increasing water resistance. Gears are larger and more durable thanks to DigiGear technology, extending their gear life. Daiwa, feel alive.
So KZN, without further ado, let's kick off this week's show. As always, starting down the South Coast, with your areas being Port Edward, Ramsgate, Margate, Yuvongo, Shelly Beach, and Port Shepston. Well, like I said earlier, our report has just come through literally 10 minutes ago. And what I can proudly report is that the fishing has finally picked up again. We all know there's been some big seas down the South Coast, which has inevitably kept the sardines away, but the sea has settled since yesterday, being Wednesday, and reports from last night as through this morning has been lots of fishing activity, lots of shad. Margate Pier has produced plenty of shad throughout the morning. So it's been some big garrick that's been on the bite. In fact, reports of one being up to 20 kilos. All the shad hotspots has been producing the fish. And apart from the shad, there's also been bronze bream, copper bream, rockard. So the anglers are having an absolute blast out there. Now that the sea settled, the weather's looking good, the sea is at a perfect color, it means more and more anglers are out and about getting those rods bending down the South Coast. Port Edward as well, lots of shad and lots of cob being reported. Now, if you're into your offshore fishing along the South Coast, last week Shelly Beach Skipper Club hosted their annual tuna bonanza, and there has been plenty of tuna that's been on the bite, with the biggest being 24 kilos. So there has been a mixed bag of sizes, ranging from 4 kilos right up to the winning one being 24 kgs. And apart from that, there's been some good bottom fishing that's been produced. However, what must be noted is that due to those big seas that the South Coast has experienced this past week, lots of anglers has reported they have lost a bit of tackle trying to launch. Now guys, please be careful. If those seas are big, do not go. You know, when in doubt, leave it out. So that is our report for the lower South Coast. Now moving down to your areas of Pennington, Park Rennie, and Scottsboro. Well guys, apart from the shad action, there has been too much else going on apart from scratching about with those carantines and bronze bream and blacktails. So if you're on holiday, if you're just out and about for some light tackle action, Scottsboro and those surrounding areas are certainly the place to be. And now if you don't want to venture too far off Durban, what about Warner Beach and Amanzantoti? Well, we've got Gary from the Kingfisher branch in the area to tell us all about the fishing over this past week.
Morning, chapters. Gary here at Kingfisher Warner Beach. Yeah, the sea is not too bad today. I've heard of a couple of brasher coming out here and there. Stumpy, though. It's stumpy at night. I haven't seen any activity of sods or any type of bait fish. I was told yesterday now the gannets have all gone back to Bird Island, back to PE area. There's lots of sod activity and sharks down there. But, yeah, it's a bit quiet along our stretch at the moment, and it takes me back to 1996 when very little happened before August, you know. Actually, everything happened then. Although, funny enough, that year was a good brusher run, relatively speaking. But that's all I've got to report, chaps. So let's just see what happens in the next week or so.
Thank you so much for that, Gary. Always great to hear from you and with the latest update of Warner Beach and the surrounding areas. So, guys, as Gary mentioned, the SODs, the action that comes along with the SODs has been back up onto the Eastern Cape, which means they will still come around. We just need that colder water and seas to settle, and we should get that action once again. However, that did not prevent the fish from coming closer to our shores and giving the rock and surf anglers some good action over this past week. Now, moving on to Durban, we've got Mike V from the Kingfisher branch with his reports of this past week.
How's it, buddy? The sods have disappeared on us. Hopefully they'll pop up again somewhere or in a couple of weeks' time when the water clears up a bit. Otherwise, there's been a lot of scratching fish around. North Coast had some lovely spade fish, bronze bream, cob, all that sort of thing. South Coast, same. I saw a lovely picture this morning of a 7 kilo yellow belly. Absolute stunner, one of the guys caught in the South Coast. But that's about it, eh? There hasn't been much big fish around or anything else caught. Deep sea, couple rockfish, hillbeck, rock cod, all that sort of thing. I haven't heard of much snook again on the North Coast. It's been quiet. The bays had some grunt and kingies in it. Yeah, that's pretty much about the info I have. It's been very quiet. Thanks, my brother.
Thank you so much for that, Mike. Always great to hear from you with what's been going on in Durban and surrounding areas. So, yes, I've also noticed on our social media scene, been part of quite a few of the fishing groups, that there hasn't been too much to brag about apart from that scratching fish. Now, the offshore side has been producing a bit more, and we've got Brad Krobler, who's going to be telling us a little more about it.
Right, good day. Guys, Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing report for the last week. Now, guys, fishing has been all right. The hillbeck have started to show a bigger presence, a couple of doggers. The winter fish are coming. We've got a couple of the protea breams, which is a nice sign that winter is getting here. Yesterday being Monday, there was a couple of snook running around. Today, the current is zero current, so there's some lovely troll soldiers and some more keelback in the deep. All right, guys, keep it tidy, keep it tight, and tight lines.
Thank you so much for that, Brad. Guys, as we can hear, Brad is reporting off his ski boat, so that report is coming to you straight off the water right here on Angler News South Africa. So now moving on to the North Coast, we've got Jesse in the Kingfisher branch based in Balito, and he's got a report of what's been going on over this past week. And guys, I must say, you want to listen to this because Jesse has some great tips and advice when you are fishing in that area. So this is Jesse, Kingfisher Balito.
Hey, Vinesh and all the listeners. Hope everybody's doing well. Guys, we've had a really interesting week as far as rock and surf goes on the North Coast. Nothing to write home about as far as ski boat angling goes, apart from the odd snook that the guys are getting a little bit further north. Everything really north of the Sheffield area, we haven't heard of any snook, maybe one or two. South of Sheffield, but everything is happening north of there. So if you do want to get on the ski or the boat and try to catch a fish, definitely head as far north as you can. I do believe the Tugela is cleaning up quite nicely. The mouth itself has narrowed significantly, which will obviously slow down the flow of water, and that'll obviously result in the water conditions changing favorably. So as far as that goes, looking good on the north side, and that's I would assume is what's contributed to the snook fishing turning on there a little bit, which generally happens when the water changes from brown or chocolate water to slightly greener or ginger beer water. As we've mentioned before, the snook absolutely love green water. That's when most of the guys will go and take advantage of that. When we're talking rock and surf, improving on the North Coast, we've seen a heck of a lot of catches. All the way from Tugela, we saw some nice Lobotus or triple tail coming out. And you'll hear time and time again where the guys actually target them on chicken liver. But the ones that we've heard of coming out aren't taking chicken liver. They're actually taking standard baits like sardines and all of that. The commonly used baits this time of year for fish like shad and cob, or all of the salmon species. So nobody specifically started to target the Lobotus, but they have been coming out on average baits. So going forward, I think it would definitely be a target species. Head up to Tugela Mouth and give it a shot. The ones we've seen have been quite large, so good fun on light to medium tackle. And then obviously there are a couple of shad up in that area. The cob are still there. We seem to be having one of the better salmon species seasons that we've had in a long time. So we hope that people can approach that with sustainability in mind, and kind of just respect the fact that they are very vulnerable this year, as they are with their 4 years. But with them feeding as much as they have, we definitely want to take a look at just keeping an eye on it a little bit more. Coming down the coast in the Sheffield area, there's been a heck of a lot of guys spinning, and I still haven't figured out if that's that the catches that we've been seeing are a result of the amount of anglers on the water, or if it's just because fishing is really good. It could go both ways, and we've seen catches like yellow spot kingies, some really decent size yellow spot kingies at that. Some of them, on the better half of better side of 80 centimeters, a couple of those on bait and on lure. And then we've seen a lot of black tips, we've seen some big eyes, we've seen a couple of GTs, some really nice GTs. And that's pretty much all the way along the coast, but specifically in Sheffield. So if you are in the Sheffield area, give it a shot. And then from the guys reporting from the Sheffield area as well, we've seen a number of bronze beams starting to bite up there, as opposed to the previous weeks where we've seen significantly higher numbers coming from the Westbrook Tongaat area. And it's nice to see them at Sheffield, because that is mainly where the guys do like to target them in a more spread out, not so concentrated grouping of anglers. If they are biting in, let's say for example Westbrook, it's very limited where they do feed. And the problem is everybody's on top of each other, and fishing can get a little bit uncomfortable. Whereas if they move up to Sheffield, it's a lot more dispersed, and you can have at least 100 meters between you and the next angler, which makes it a little bit more pleasant, especially if you're fishing with a family and you've got your little ones with you, and you don't want to get into any disputes over territory. So Sheffield is a beautiful spot to head to for these bronze beam. And then, obviously, you can move down to Belito as well. There have been quite a few bronzies in Belito. And then a lot of guys, I don't want to say complaining, because there's good problems and bad problems, but a lot of people are getting bitten off by really big fish. And whether they are big shad or grey sharks, we don't know yet. But there have been a couple of decent-sized shad around, so it could be either or. And if it is grey sharks, then it's just a continuation of the last couple of weeks where the grey sharks have been feeding quite decently. And again, taking on shad baits, the guys are just hooking into them by chance. But if you had to target them, you would still catch them. And with the lack of mackerel in the bait stores at the moment, I would probably say that sardine would be the next best bet. If you wanted to use bait flotation in your sardine, you would be able to target a variety of species as well, like your stumpies, which absolutely love sardines. While we're on the topic of stumpies, we've seen quite a few come out in Belito in the last week, and also one or two nice pompano. So all around good good reports for the Belito, Sheffield, Salt Truck, all the up to Tugela areas. And we hope it continues like this, because this is the fishing that we've been waiting for after the floods. So guys, good luck, all the best.
Thank you so much, Jesse. As always, an absolute legendary report. Buddy, wow, yes, this is certainly the fishing we've been waiting for. Very interesting theory on using chicken liver for labotis. I personally haven't tried it. As you said, it seems to be a common thing. I'll definitely give it a batch if I'm fishing that Tugela area. And I'm glad to hear about that kingies and bronze bream in your Sheffield area. Well, that certainly seems to be the place to be fishing over this next couple weeks. So guys, that is Jesse Kingfisher Belito with an absolute fantastic report. As always, now we are moving up to Mtanzini Banks, where we are back with Nick, who's based in Mtanzini, and a very, very interesting report about a turtle. Well, let's hear all about it. Here is Nick from Mtanzini.
Morning, Vanessa. I want to talk about something before I talk about fishing. At this time of the year, in the winter, for some other reason, we have a lot of turtles that strand at various parts on the coastline, even on the south coast. These are mainly green turtles, and they wash up on the beach. Now, the reason why this is happening is that they get an air bubble inside their carapace, so they're unable to dive, and therefore they can't feed. So they get very weak, and they're literally dying of starvation. So what we urge the public to do is, when they see these turtles on the beach, is just call Isabella immediately and leave them alone. Do not put them back in the water. You're just exhausting the animal, because he's got to fight against the waves, and he's got no chance of fighting the waves all the time. Don't put water on it, just keep away from it, and wait till somebody comes to assist. They will be in telephone communication with you while they're on the route updating. But depending where it happens, you shouldn't wait more than an hour. The turtles then get collected and taken down to the Soccer Marine World, where they get treated. And once they're better and able to dive, they are then released. They do not get kept in captivity. Turtles with injuries, a different story. If they can be recovered, they do. Recover them, take them to a shark where they will treat them, treat the wounds, particularly where they get their flippers bitten by shark. That happens all year round. But for some reason, we seem to have a peak during the winter, June, July, August, September, then it peters off. We're not sure what the cause of this is. There's ongoing research into why. Yesterday, we went down to Matikulu, just south of the river. And we rescued a green turtle that weighed 130 kilograms. Now, this turtle doesn't appear to have a buoyancy problem. So they're not sure what's wrong with it at the moment, although they are investigating. It's been treated with antibiotics and vitamins. Further tests will be done. So, yeah, anglers, if you see them on the beach, please just call Isabella or Shark of Marine World, and they will assist and tell you what to do. But please don't put them back in the water. On the fishing side, we've had a few ski boats going out. I pushed two in this morning. One looked like going to High Point, and the other one towards Harris. No reports of anything yet. Yesterday, the day before, the guys got some tuna. It might seem as though the creature has left. Boat fishing further north got two very nice big amberjacks. That was also, I think, they were fishing deep. The beach producing a lot of spinners, shad, cob, a nice one of 5.5 kilos. But most of the cob and the snappers are small, just please throw them back. Some pompanos, no flat fish, small sand sharks. We didn't have a good year for flat fish here in anything really this year. Oh, in fact, last year as well, I don't know why. So the river is full of greedy bream still, small cob, river snapper upstream. In fact, you probably have a problem fishing for them with live bait. there's a bream also biting the loud bait. We got all those little baby grunters, little stump noses. Some of the stump noses are about half a kilo. The odd big spotted grunter, oversized. The other mainly caught on the sandbanks up near the mouth with floating prawns. You put a piece of prawn on and just let it drift with the incoming or outgoing tide. They seem to be more active on the incoming tide though. On those sandbanks, they just anchor on the seaside of them. In the channel, you can let your line out slowly and just across the sandbank. We look as though we don't have too bad weather into the weekend, so school holidays, no excuse not to fish during the week.
Thank you so much, Nick. What a very interesting report about those turtles. Well, guys, as Nick mentioned, if you spot these turtles around, because this is the season for them, make sure you contact Nzavelu and they will be there within the hour. Make sure you do not touch them and put them back in the water or throw water on them. Just wait for help to come. These guys will know exactly what to do. And as for Nick and his team with that 130-kilogram turtle, well done, guys. Great job. We cannot have our conservation continue without the help and assistance and knowledge of you guys. So, you know, huge respect goes out to you guys that are assisting us with that. And apart from that turtle activity in Mthunzini, glad to hear that the fishing has been producing a fair amount of species. Now moving on up to Richards Bay. Well, we don't have Ellie this week. She is away on holiday, hopefully bending some rods where she is. But she did report that there has been a good amount of salmon and kingfish off Richards Bay. In fact, quite a plenty of them coming out from the south side. And as well as a lot of yellowfin tuna being caught. And that's ranging from between 11 to 20 kilos. So Richards Bay, another area in the KZN South Coast that is producing the fish. Now moving on to St. Lucia and Cape Vital. Well, good reports over there, guys. My friend Dennis has reported that the fishing is exploding at the moment. In fact, I just got the report from him literally 5 minutes ago before I got onto this end of the podcast. And he's already has a rod in his hand and making his way down to the beach because there has been a lot of shad on the bite, a lot of spotted grunter, a fair amount of carp. In fact, lots of small carp in between, as well as on the offshore side, some tuna, a small stook, and yes, even the odd cooter still on the bite. So, St. Lucia Cape Vital, another area that is, yes, thumbs up to go and fish. Like we said, the guys are already giving us reports with rods on their hands. But what we can say for now is that this weekend is shaping up to be rather fantastic on our salt fishing side. But what about the freshwater? Well, who better to get the lowdown on it than Jan from Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg?
Hi there, Jan Carabel here from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg reporting. My apologies to those ardent listeners for last week's perhaps rather haphazard report. With the Kingfisher annual birthday sale kicking off last week, time was in short supply and cheapest. I was just running out of day and time. So I hope all you listeners managed to get to your closest Kingfisher store and get stuck into the sale items. There was some great stuff to be had. But to get back to the fishing. So to borrow a quote from last weekend's second leg of the Topps Corporate Topi Challenge, which took place on the waters around Nottingham Road, quote unquote, a lot of trout clearly didn't get the message from Uncle Cyril this last weekend, as they kept their distance from the very social advances of the fly fishers. So, sad to say, the same thing that applied at the Boston Fly Fishing Festival the week prior was a case of same again. And essentially, those anglers bled. While the weather appeared to be decent on the outside, same like the Boston, I am happy to lay the blame at the feet of the low-pressure system that came in the day before the Boston Festival, which I think I mentioned last week. At least that's my excuse, and I'm still sticking to it. I suspect something similar was afoot at leg 2 of the TCC. The weather looked decent enough, and even though the pressure was started low, it was forecast to rise slowly over the weekend, and forecasts were some for some half-decent fishing. But looking at other sources, and for example, those Norwegians, yr.no, and something like Wind Guru, the wind was all over the place, which is usually indicative of pressure changes, and fish are not happy in these cases. Most of the day started out with a west in the morning and ended with an easterly afternoon, and we all know the saying, west is best and east is least, and that certainly seemed to be the case here. There are, of course, a multitude of other reasons why the fish can be stubbornly uncooperative, and the recent sudden onset in winter over the last 2 weeks or so should probably get a mention. Water temperatures have plummeted in the last 2 weeks, with many of the still waters now into single figures, which will put trout especially into full spawn mode, and ignoring the gourmet of feathers and fur being thrown at them. So along with the chill factor, waters are settling and clearing, which usually lends itself to a case of less is more. Static fishing methods definitely seem to yield better results than those from the rip and strip class. That being said, there were of course those that were successful with the rip and strip, using your standard selection of winter bugger variations with that ubiquitous hot orange bead. But those looking for a definitive recipe for catching fish are out of luck. It was a case of anything which went in the water may or may not have caught a fish. So, but as is the case with all these fishing events, there were some lucky, or some will say skilled, anglers that did get stuck into some proper fish, and this was the case for both the Boston and the TCC. So I reported last week that the Boston produced a great 58 centimeter, that is a near 23 inch fish, and a good couple in the late 50 centimeters, while the biggest fish at the TCC stretched the tape to 60 centimeters, that is 23 and a half inches. So congratulations to those winning anglers, and especially the top five teams at the TCC. I will see you at the finals in the first weekend in August. The anglers of the Natal Fly Fishers Club have unfortunately also not been immune to the weather effects. But like the events, your mileage will vary, and some cracking fish have been reported in between. Again, no names and no places mentioned to protect the innocent. Come and speak to us at the club. The bass fishing at Albert Falls is reportedly slowing down, but no doubt to the cooler water temperatures. But reports from the other side of the road, that is Midmar, appears to be continuing to be fishing well. No direct reports on fish and species, but hey, throw a line. Cold water also usually dictates that one should step down in the size of your offerings. So, and another factor to consider is the water clarity. This will assist in determining the color of your offering. While I've heard some interesting methods of how anglers choose their lure or fly along with leader or tippet strength, the bottom line really is the different colors and how they look in different types of water. So a top tip is always to have a selection of lighter colors for clear water and clear skies, along with a selection of darker colors for dirtier water and darker skies. And some reports from the anglers coming through the shop is that the carp came on at Albert Falls recently, and I've seen some great video footage of some hogs slurping off the surface. Not uncommon were fish in the 6 to 10 kilogram range. These were taken on floating patterns, foam beetles and foam ant type patterns. These guys will put a proper bend in your stick, any stick that is, that you care to shake at them. The winter scaly, that is Natal yellowfish season, is just starting to kick off, and I've seen some great fish coming out. Of interest is that the Natal Fly Fishers Club will be hosting a scaly clinic in the first week in September. This has garnered a lot of interest from local anglers, and while this event is currently fully booked, plans are afoot to hold a second event shortly. So come and chat to me at the Kingfish in Pietermaritzburg if you want some more information. Okay, so that pretty much wraps it for this week. And again, we cannot say it enough. The only way to get the fish on the end of the line is to get out there and throw that line. So come and stop by the Kingfish in Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice. Tight lines, you all, and we'll catch you next week.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Another fantastic report delivered by you. And yes, my friend, you stick with those excuses as to why that trout has been stubborn, and we will accept it. However, there is one friend of mine, Mr. Ray Thompson from Kingfisher, who didn't find the fish that stubborn this past week, as he was bragging about that trout. Hey guys, if you haven't seen it, log on to the Kingfisher Facebook page and check out Ray Thompson's latest catches. As for going back to Jan, well, I'm glad, Jan, that the bass is still being produced at Midmar, and thank you so much for giving us advice on how to get those bass rods bending with those fish. Guys, yes, as Jan mentioned, that scaly clinic has certainly been quite an attraction, to the point of where they're hosting another one, so make sure you do not miss out on it. Make sure you give Jan at Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg branch a call to find out all the information as to when the next dates are coming up. So guys, that brings us to the end of the KZN Fishing Report for this week. Well, it is shaping up to be a fantastic weekend. The weather's looking good. The water's looking good. The latest reports show that there's nets going out for sardines. There's certainly edible action out there, whether you are scratching or targeting the bigger ones. Offshore fishing is producing some fish as well. So KZN, once again, looking very, very fantastic to fish. Guys, as we always must mention though, please make sure you stick to your bag and size limits, especially with that shad and that small cob. please keep your fishing licenses with you. The guys are checking. Do not take a chance. Let's fish responsibly. Let's fish for the future. And most of all, let's keep those fishing areas tidy. Guys, let's fish comfortably over this winter period. We are taking the kids to the beach. It's the school holidays. We're down with our friends, our families from out of town. Let's continue with our bragging rights and the luxuries KZN has to offer. Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Durban, Warner Beach, Ballito, Kloof, and Pietermaritzburg.